This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right, so we were talking about the draft. We were talking about Shador Sanders. I believe that the Shador Sanders schmear campaign has begun. That's what I think what's going on here. And you had the one quarterback coach who said that he was too cocky, and that got out there. I am not worried at all about Shador Sanders' attitude, because Deion Sanders, as brash and over the top as he has been in his career, he knows what it takes to win on a lot of levels. That's one thing. And he's not going to send his son into the NFL with a crappy attitude. And I know that when you get paid when you're in college, that changes some things. But I can guarantee you that Deion Sanders has had the conversation with Shador saying, hey, this is all fun and games. You can flash your watch. You can be you. But if you go into the NFL and you don't work your ass off and you end up being an NFL bust, you're going to be a joke with my last name out there. And I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
You better work your ass off.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that he feels that way or
yes,
that's
he does.
Been implied to his son in any way, shape, or form. I think the thing that he has allowed his son to be himself.
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of prime in Shador. There's no question about it. I mean, he does have that personality trait, which is a good thing or a bad thing. Now, he's uber confident, which I think is a great thing. A little bit brash doesn't bother me. I just want to make sure that he is supremely focused on being the next great quarterback in the NFL. And the thing that I worry about with all of these kids is the amount of money that they've already been exposed to. And really, that part of it just kind of softens things a little bit. The edge is not there. The chip is not on the shoulder. As I pointed out with Tom Brady and Brock Purdy and so many other players that have fallen in the draft and have had to deal with it, always had a chip on their shoulders and always meant the world to them to be successful.
But already I've heard from both Cam Ward. So you don't have to fall to the seventh round or the sixth round to have a chip on your shoulder. I've heard from Cam Ward and Shador Sanders that, hey, Cam Ward said, any team that passes on me, I'm going to make them pay.
Well, every player.
Okay, but that's what
player says that.
But that's what you want, is that creates a chip on the shoulder. You can go second overall and have a chip on your shoulder.
What do you think it was that when we were watching last year's offseason Hard Knocks and they started talking about Jaden Daniels, and you saw how Brian Daboll lit up when they were talking about him?
Yeah.
What is it about Jaden Daniels that made Brian Daboll this time of year last year light up? What did he see from him?
There's a ton of things. First of all, he had met with him and he had gone over the offense and did the dry erase stuff, so he knew how well he knew the game. The fact that he could run those RPOs, he could move, he could run, and the fact that he had a massive arm. I think all of it. I think
plus he played a lot of college football.
I mean, there was the only thing about Jaden Daniels that was a negative is what you were saying. He's just of slight build, and you were worried about when he would go and run with the football that he would get walloped. And there was one time it happened, and that was not while he was running with the ball. He got killed, and he had a little bit of a rib situation, but he didn't miss a start. He ended up coming out of that game, but he didn't miss the next game. And he had the ability to put himself in situations where he was not exposed.
He wasn't taking direct shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he found, he's learned how to do that.
So maybe he'll put on a little weight this year and he'll be improved. Did you see where Deebo Samuel said that he played at 225 pounds, 10 pounds over what he normally played at last year? And it was obvious to all of us.
Yeah, of course.
He admitted it.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that.
So hopefully he's working out and he for the Commander's sake.
Yeah.
That he's going to come back and he's going to be motivated. I think if Adam Peters makes this trade and Deebo Samuel does what he says he's going to do this offseason, that makes the job even that much more difficult for the Giants.